We're still here at Mix09, and this is Grant Hinkson, a guy that I did a workshop with, right. And hello. He taught me something new, so I want him to teach you guys as well. So can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Grant Hinkson, the director of the Experience Design Group at Infragistics, and I lead a team of designers and developers. We create styles for all of the suites of controls that Infragistics sells.
Yeah, I kind of alluded to the fact that, right. that you showed me something pretty new that... Sure. You know, I was astounded by.
Oh,
so, and we worked into the workshop that we were working on.
Right.
And taught the rest of the crowd, but we want to teach everybody.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Adam is talking about the Fireworks to XAML exporter, and that's what I created a few years ago when we first started working with WPF.
Mm-hmm.
And Infragistics has controls that target Windows Forms, ASP.NET, and 3 years ago, they started looking at WPF.
Right.
And so I wanted a way to reuse the same assets that I had created in Fireworks for those other platforms and use those in WPF as well.
Okay.
So the Fireworks to XAML exporter was born.
All right.
Right. So
that's a nice story.
Here on the screen, we have some assets from the Mix03 website, and this is what we used.
Mix09?
Mix09.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mix09 website. These are elements that we used to create a Silverlight-based session browser for the workshop that we did a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And you'll notice here on the screen I have the Fireworks to XAML panel, and all I have to do is select the objects that I want to export and then click this copy button. Now there are a number of options that you can use to configure the way the XAML is rendered. I can convert rectangles to borders, I can support bitmaps, I can support bitmap effects.
Okay.
But generally I'm just exporting straight artwork, so I group the elements that I want to export, click the selected items radio button here, and then I click the copy button. And what happens, it behind the scenes takes all of the underlying artwork and converts it to XAML and puts it on the clipboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can switch over to Blend, and in XAML view, just hit Control V.
Wow.
And ta-da,
awesome.
Your artwork comes over. So it's a really good workflow. You have Blend open on one screen and Fireworks open on another. You select the objects that you want to export. You click Copy, then you just Alt-Tab and Control-V.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no actual generation of .xaml files with opening and closing and everything.
Right.
It's a really seamless sort of workflow.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So, but you support, I mean, that's just a kind of like a small view of what the output panel does. It does more.
Well, if you take a look at some of the options we have here, I can support images, I can support fill textures and pattern fills and bitmap effects, and then I can also convert text to PAS. So if you're doing your logo work in Fireworks, you want to maintain the look without relying on fonts or anything.
Right.
So by selecting this option, it converts the text directly to PAS. If, however, I'm doing my layout for an application inside Fireworks, I really want to maintain those text blocks so that it comes over and I then hook up those text blocks as to the back end data via data binding or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And so I just uncheck that text box and it comes over. Now, something that we showed a couple of days ago that people were really excited about, this is kind of like the hidden feature.
Yeah.
Fireworks ships with a panel called the Common Library. And the Common Library includes a number of simulated controls like radio buttons, check boxes, text boxes. So I can expand this flex components section and drag a checkbox control over to the form.
Okay.
And so, you know, I would use this feature to create a more realistic mock-up of my application before I convert it to XAML and start coding against it. But using these flex component controls within Fireworks, I can now click copy. And when I jump back to Blend and paste in Control V, well, I pasted it in the wrong place. But you can see here in the XAML that I actually rendered a checkbox. So
this
is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not just bringing the artwork over; it's actually rendering it as a true control. So
that is cool.
Yeah.
It's
pretty neat
controls.
Workflow. Right.
Cool.
Now, you know, one other feature that I use quite often, and I mentioned this earlier, I can switch to the XAML Options tab here, and I can choose which type of panel I want to contain everything in. It can either be a grid or a canvas. And I usually go with a grid because I want my layouts to be stretchable as the size of the window changes.
Right.
But this other option, which I usually use, is convert rectangles to borders. So the reason I do that is that I want to bring over, I want to be able to have precise control over the corner radius of elements within WPF or XAML.
Because you need rounded edges.
That's right. But just on the top right and top left, not on the bottom.
No.
So
definitely.
This gives you that flexibility because in Silverlight and WPF you have a corner radius property so that you can target each corner.
Right.
And this brings artwork over and it's flexible like I want it to be in the resulting XAML.
All right. So this is a free panel?
This is a free panel.
Yeah.
It's available on my website, granthinkson.com. That's where you find the latest.
Okay.
There is a walkthrough on Adobe's DevNet site that you can find out.
Very nice.
I go over this in a little more detail there.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, my
pleasure. Thanks for sharing your code as well.
That's right.